بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. والذين جاهدوا فينا and those who struggle in our way لنهدينهم سبلنا surely we will guide them to our paths. وإن الله لمع المحسنين and verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people of Ihsan. Of course, we're in the blessed month of Ramadan. And if you take advantage of this month, there are a whole slew of benefits that you'll take after these 30 days. Inshallah, over the next few weeks, we'll talk about different aspects of Ramadan. But today, what I really wanted to highlight was that this month allows you to delve deep into your inner realities. Because in this month, your schedule changes. You spend much more time in the masjid. You don't spend time eating. You spend much more time reading Quran. You spend much more time in the company of good people just by virtue of even having to go to an iftar. So your whole outlook changes, and in fact the way you think changes. And even when you sleep, believe it or not, your sleep is much different than the sleep that you have outside of Ramadan. And the beauty of this is that when you have changes like this that occur in your daily schedule, the realities of your daily schedule begin to become apparent. For example, you may have never noticed the effect of, for example, when you go into the store and you buy something and there's music playing in the background. You may have never even realized that there's music playing in the background, but in this particular month, you may wake up at Suhoor and you'll be walking around, and because you're relatively free from things outside of the deen, in the sense that you're always in the masjid, you're praying regularly, you're thinking about Ramadan, you're preparing for Ramadan, you're talking about Ramadan, that music that you heard in the store may end up playing in the back of your mind at weird, weird times during the month of Ramadan. Similarly, when you're standing in salah, those things that distract you, for example, in the tarawih prayer, are highlighting to you and basically knocking on your door and telling you that, look, these are the things that are drawing your attention away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this isn't something made up. This is exactly from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he was praying his salah. As soon as he finished his salah, he ran out of the masjid. People were looking at him as, why is he so quickly moving out of the masjid? He went to his house. He took one or two dinars that he had left, that he had not given in sadaqah yet, and he went and he gave them away. And then he came back in the masjid and he continued his prayers. Why? Because when he did that, those two dinars were distracting him. In his salah, he had been in some way, which is much beyond our comprehension, it had altered his salah in the slightest manner. And so he felt the immediate need to go and remove that distraction from his life so that he can continue to focus 100% on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, on another occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a very valuable shawl. It was a very beautiful, valuable shawl that he put over himself, and he began to pray. He was praying with it on. As soon as he finished the prayer, he took it off and he gave it away. And we don't have a explication within the hadith, but the ulama explicate that the reason the Prophet ﷺ did this was he saw some degree, and of course that degree of distraction we can never imagine how minute it must have been, yet he saw some degree of distraction in that item that took away from his 100% focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so he removed it from his life. So this is all the way back to the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba. They used the salah, they used their daily schedules to reflect upon themselves. So when we are standing in Tarawih and our mind is wherever it's going, those are actually the inner realities that exist within your soul. Those are the things that have become the muzahim in your life, the competitors in your life. What are the competitors that you put with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your daily life? those things become revealed to you in the month of Ramadan. And the effects of those things become revealed to you. You may have never noticed the effect of the music that plays in the background in the store. But, I mean, I felt this morning, yesterday I went into the store, I never noticed that there was music in the background in the store. I didn't even remember what song it was. And then this morning when I woke up, something was playing in the back of my head, and it was exactly what I had heard in the store yesterday. So those things, they come out in the month of Ramadan. And that's exactly what muraqabah means. Muraqabah is one of the fundamental principles of tasawwuf, where you sit, raqabah yuraqibah means to watch over. Watch over what? Watch over your schedule, watch over your heart, watch over your mind, watch over the things that are distracting you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what this month entails. When you change your life, and when you get out of the barn, then you begin to know what it smells like in the barn. So now your daily life is being revealed to you. If you sit down and reflect for just 5 minutes, your daily life is being revealed to you. In the sense that today you may be in the masjid more, you may be praying more. And these are the things that give you an opportunity to reflect upon the current state of your heart. That's one of the major things that you have to take out of this month. Because when that happens, that's how you know how you'll be able to keep this up outside of the month, which is extremely important, because we don't worship Ramadan, right? We don't just worship in Ramadan and then leave. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can ask us, did you worship Ramadan or did you worship me? If you worship me, I was there 12 months of the year. If you worship Ramadan, that was just 1 month. So what's the difference between Ramadan and not Ramadan, aside from Allah's barakah? But the point is that we have to use this month wisely. 2 days are already gone. You know, 2 nights are already gone. And these nights are going to slip away like anything. And if we didn't attain the goal by the end, then when will we attain it? I mean, this is the only time you can do it. If you didn't get something out of these 30 days or 29 days, then when are you going to do it? If your life doesn't change when you fast all day and pray at night and spend time with the company of good people and reflect on Allah more, then in the month of Ramadan, if it doesn't change, when is it going to change? So we have to take these days very, very seriously. This is not a joke. This is our maghfirah from now. I mean, it's not free. You're not guaranteed freedom from the hellfire. You have to earn it to some degree. You have to make effort towards it. And this is what this month entails. In the end, that's all it boils down to. If you saved yourself from the fire at the end of this month, you succeeded. That's what the goal is. At least for people like us. I mean, we were criminals. We entered this month with criminal records. All of us. And now we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begging for forgiveness. We're on trial. And this is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. So we have to take advantage of every moment in this month. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. We shouldn't be talking about this on the 27th or 28th day that, oh, we wasted the month. We couldn't take advantage of it. Use it every moment. Use every moment of it. Wherever is a distraction to your relationship with Allah, those things should be eliminated from your life from today. Just eliminate them. Forget about what sports are going on today. Forget about what's going on in the world. Forget about all the things that, you know, are on the internet and all the websites you usually visit and all the different people that, you know, different things that are your, that you like to occupy your time with. And focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there's only 28 days. I guarantee you these 28 days will go so fast you don't even remember. I feel like it's the first, last Ramadan. Last Ramadan, I still remember praying in this particular, you know, in this particular masjid. And it's just 1 year later. So we have to build something in this month. If you build a solid foundation and build a firm foundation, it'll last for the next 11 months. And if not, then the day after Ramadan ends, we'll go back to the despicable state that we were in. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to take advantage of the blessings of salah, the blessings of sawm, the blessings of good company, the blessings of suhoor, the blessings of iftar, the blessings of the five prayers, the blessings of the masjid, the blessings of the Quran, the blessings of the Sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ in this particular month.